Andrew W.K. is a 23-year-old performer from Michigan. He's a classically trained pianist who prefers to shout out party anthems with single-minded titles like Party Hard and It's Time to Party. Andrew W.K.'s major label debut is called I Get Wet, and rock critic Ken Tucker says there's a subtext to the singer's yelling. It's time to party, let party. Hurry with yourself and have a crazy party. Hey you, let's party. Have a killer party and party. Don't even try and deny it. If we're gonna have a party tonight, and you know we're gonna do it tonight, we're gonna lose it all when we come home in the night. Party, party, it's gonna be a party tonight. Don't you hear my
heart? Hated everything about Andrew W.K. until I heard his music. I saw his album cover, in which the greasy-haired young man had intentionally bloodied his face just for the shock value. I'd read that he was an American who'd become a big star in England, where this album was released months ago. I knew that Andrew W.K. gave interviews that sounded like motivational lectures with obscenities thrown in to convey his positive thinking vehemence. But then I heard a cut on a September 11th charity album, a song called I Love New York City, that's also included here, and it's terrific, a literal shout-out to Manhattan, in which the strength of Andrew's vocal cords are a metaphor for the strength of the city after an attack. Now the album I Get Wet has finally been released here, and I love it. This guy is unstoppable. You can listen to an Andrew W.K. song and tick off the influences. The three-chord bluntness of the Ramones, the pounding pop beats of English acts like Gary Glitter, Sweet, and Sham 69, the surly, muscular, inspirational image that the punk poet-ranter Henry Rollins projects. But somehow, as familiar as so many elements of Andrew W.K.'s music are, he's managed to create his own sound. That song is called Don't Stop Living in the Real World, and you can find all sorts of comfort in it, depending on who you are. If you're a concerned parent, you can tap into WK's insistence that you shouldn't use anything to dull your senses to the real world. If you're a kid looking for a way to blow off steam, well, as head-banging music goes, heads don't get banged any harder than this. And if you're someone who's often wanted to get behind loud, hard rock or heavy metal, but just can't stand either the pretensions of the excessive instrumentation or the overwrought lyrics, Andrew W.K. is stripping it all down to its essence. His greatest song so far is Ready to Die, which I know sounds potentially appalling, but listen to it as he talks about cutting without a knife, shooting without a gun, and hear his more complicated than you'd think point. The notion of ready to die as the equivalent of getting ready to live, to really experience the world. The story goes that Andrew W.K. did some of his first performances in a Detroit Starbucks, bellowing alone, accompanied only by tracks on a beatbox he carried in with him. How'd you like to hear this guy while sipping your latte? Andrew W.K. is espresso in human form.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Andrew W.K.'s CD, I Get Wet. This is Fresh Air.